Macmillan Audio presents Restless in the Grave by Dana Stabenow. Read for you by Marguerite Gavin.
It's with us in the room, though. It's the bones. What bones? The cellar bones. Out of the grave. Robert Frost. Two Witches. 1. November. Sangin District, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. They kept it simple. They could cut off his right hand, or he could use it to learn how to fire the weapon they gave him. They had even picked the target. He knew before they told him it would be American. By now he could repeat the Malawian's Friday harangue to do jihad on the invaders word for word. All he had wanted was to go home. Pakistan was a hungry place for a young Afghani man, with no family or friends. His father had been killed when the Americans invaded in 2003, and his mother had taken the children and fled over the border, joining the hundreds of thousands of others in the camps. When she died, he found his way back to his own country, where he had not been so much recruited by the Taliban as kidnapped. At least they fed him. The camp 300 yards up the narrow valley was small, an outpost dug into a small saddle between two hills, consisting of 40 American soldiers. The top of the hill in front had been leveled to provide a landing place for a helicopter. He had been waiting for it for 3 days, broiling by day.